7:47 on a smoky, hazy Monday morning from your Synergy Home Care studios.
Almost feels chilly.
I thought it was fog, but then I took a breath and I was like, oh, that's not fog.
Yeah, no fog this morning. But you know what the beautiful thing is? You know, it's buyer's dinner tonight at the fairgrounds. It's 76 for the high temp today.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's going to be very nice.
That's what I mean. Walking out this morning, I was like, I'm almost chilly.
Yes.
Turning all my fans off in the house.
You get so used to the hot weather.
Yeah.
But it will return this weekend near 100, 98 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Why is it every weekend?
Hey,
give us
a
break.
I like it, James.
It's weird what smoke can do to the weather, too.
I know.
It very is. Ironic.
Yes, it is.
Makes it cool.
Look at the date book today, Wyoming history. The year was 1914. Judge W.P. Metz saved a child that fell under an oncoming car in Cody. The judge stepped on the axle to lift the car and removed the child.
Stepped on the axle.
Okay.
Well, to lift the car up.
To lift the car, yeah.
Yeah.
And what year was that?
1914. One of those
old,
little light
old
Model
car.
T.
One of those super energy type moments
that
people will get, you know. Same year, 1914, two bandits held up 25 stagecoaches in Yellowstone National Park, stole $3,000 in cash as well as jewelry and other valuables.
Wow.
What a weird juxtaposition that is.
Yeah.
From a car, saving somebody from a car to robbing stagecoaches.
Yeah, the year was 1914, so the cars were coming out and stagecoaches.
Probably
still
weren't that many out here.
That was
exactly
only, 100 miles to the west of where that happened in Cody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Date book, 1811, inventor Elijah Graves Otis was born. We still see his name on the floor of an elevator, Otis.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
If you look on the floor, right when the elevator opens and closes, where the doors open and close,
it says Otis.
It says Otis.
Mm.
A lot of them do. He was the first one.
Was it?
I don't know where the first one was.
Stop asking questions.
1851, Irish physicist George Fitzgerald was born. Radio waves, which obviously led to radio later on.
Did they discover radio waves or invent radio waves?
He discovered radio
waves. I was like, we didn't invent them.
No.
They've always been around. We can just hitch a ride on them.
Yes. Martha Stewart, we get, you guys know this, but we get radio waves, you know, they'll shoot out into the atmosphere and then they'll bounce off the ionosphere and then they bounce back in somewhere. And we always get these random emails
from people in Sweden,
Norway, and everything else. Hey, I was listening to KWY.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they've got some
like radio fiends in the Norwegian part of our world.
Yeah, they do.
And they love
it. That's where a lot of them.
Yeah. We get a lot of people from up there.
And the reason they go there is because it's a natural phenomenon for the radio waves to bounce back in around that region. So a lot of them set up shop there and just listen to various radio stations.
Interesting.
And they send us an email and we reply back, and say, yeah, that was us, you know. So it's funny. Martha Stewart is 85.
Wow.
Today.
Cool.
John Landis is 76, director. Tom Brady, I think he still could play in the NFL.
I would have said that probably about 2 years ago. It's been a while. I don't know.
You look at some of those other backup quarterbacks. They're schlubs. Come on, James. Tom Brady could play back again.
I'm not a huge
Tom Brady fan, but the guy can play. There's just no doubt about it.
I mean, he's the greatest of all time. The thing is, the moment he comes back and plays and then he gets hit, we'll see if he wants to keep going. That's usually the breaking point.
He's 49.
Literally and figuratively.
He's 49.
Breaking point.
He is quite the health fiend, too.
Yeah. That's true.
Totally. 49 today. 1492, Columbus set sail for Spain. Three ships. Do you remember the names of them? I do.
The Santa Maria.
That's one.
I don't remember them at all.
The Nina.
Oh, yeah.
And the
I don't know.
Pinta.
Pinta.
Huh. Yep. I didn't.
On a voyage.
I knew the Santa Maria because that's the famous one.
Yeah.
I think the most famous one.
The Nina.
But the others I didn't know.
Santa Maria. Take him to present day America, 1492. 1894, workers at the Pullman Palace car. Their strike was broken, ending their walkout in 1894. And in 1921, baseball commissioner Ken Shaw Mountain Landis refused to reinstate former Chicago White Sox players implicated in the Black Sox scandal, even though they were acquitted by a jury.
They were acquitted? That's interesting.
Yes. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, they're
watched that movie about them.
They're in the court of public opinion, basically, were ostracized.
Yeah.
Wow.
For fixing
and
games.
I think it was pretty well proven, not in the court of law apparently, but that they were fixing games.
They were fixing games.
Yeah. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yes. Yes.
Shoeless probably Joe the most Jackson. Famous.
Yeah. 1933, the Mickey Mouse watch went on sale. Would you like to have one of those?
Sure.
I'd like to have one to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were, well, you could have bought it for $2.75.
I remember those.
Yes. The NBA was founded on this date in 1946.
Mm.
Yeah. Cool. Airplane Crop Duster Day.
Mm.
Those are cool.
They are cool.
Yeah. I'd like if I wanted to learn how to fly anything, it'd be something like that, a biplane, single-engine prop plane. Those would be cool.
We used to have them come out, you know, and crop dust our crops. And we always had these power lines all over the place. It was amazing what they would do, how they just boom, just zoop down, then boom, zoop up, and... Like, wow. I used to.
They're really agile.
Yes. Very talented.
Very lightweight.
Pilots. Yes. Very talented pilots.
Really quickly, the elevator thing
Otis
you said at the
elevators?
Beginning. It reminded me of something. Is it still a fact that here in Wyoming we only have one escalator? Is that a fact that still exists?
I don't
exists?
Know about an escalator.
I think we only have one escalator and it's in
Cheyenne.
It's like the Cheyenne.
I think it
something.
Is in Cheyenne.
I don't know if that's still the case, though.
I don't know.
I remember hearing that fact all the time. Being like,
yeah, me
possible?
Too.
I don't know if there's an escalator in Casper or not.
Maybe it was Cheyenne.
I think it was, yeah, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought it was an airport somewhere, but I guess not.
Probably. Well, it was either near an airport or a like government building or something like that.
Today is
Anyways.
Clean Your Floors Day.
Sure.
Hey.
Did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's Esther Day. Celebrating women named Esther.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said today's yesterday, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess.
That'd be a good one.
Oh, it starts this weekend and runs through August 9th. The world's longest yard sale.
Where?
100.
Longest in terms
Come
of
on,
time?
Come on, you can't
or?
Tell me you don't
it's
know where the longest.
South. It's in the South.
It doesn't tell
it
you
does
that?
It does not tell us, yes.
What's the point? That's
a proper question.
There's a link to it, and I didn't hit the link. Okay. I think it's in the South, though. 127 miles.
I thought it was in, like, Wisconsin for some reason.
Well, Google it, James. The 127-yard sale. 127 miles.
Wow. So here to Billings, almost.
Yeah. That's hard to fathom,
wow,
isn't
you'd
it?
You'd have to make a trip for that.
You couldn't cover that in 3 days. There's no way.
Is it 3 days or seven?
It's 3 days.
Oh.
It's 4 days. 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. 4 days.
Crazy days here this week.
Yes. And it's not 127 miles long. Yeah. Just up and down the region.
So it goes from...
Isn't it New Mexico? Or
no, it spans a couple of states. It goes from basically like up near Detroit, Michigan. That's kind of the northern part that it starts, all the way down to just south of like Huntsville, Tennessee.
Wow.
And it hits Cincinnati. It goes through just east of or west of Lexington and Kentucky. It's big.
Interesting.
Big.
That's a lot of.
It'd be interesting to see.
It would be. It would be fun. Hey, you would just. You'd wear yourself out.
Probably.
I want to go.
I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you. I'd love to go too, but I don't think you could cover a mile or two in the whole week.
Well, if you planned 4 days, roughly 20, 30 miles.
Just hit
35
one state
miles
per day.
A day.
Yeah, hit one state per day.
So go from here to Buffalo each day and...
go from here to Buffalo.
Check out all the tables.
Continuous yard sale. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do that. You tried.
That is a lot.
Hey, guess what else is this weekend? NFL preseason starts August 6th. Oh. Hall of Fame game, Canton, Ohio. Yes. Yeah. Pro football pickups coming up.
Yeah.
Pro football's coming back. We're bringing them all back. Got some great sponsors. First Northern.
Yeah, our weekly prizes are already sold out, too.
Weekly prizes are sold out. So we got, we're gearing up. And we'll be carrying James.
Yeah. All the primetime.
Yeah, primetime Westwood NFL games, too, as well as the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend starts the motorcycle rally in Sturgis. So you're going to see a lot of those already crossing our path. So that gets underway. August 11th. The meteor showers, Perseide, I never can pronounce this, Perseide meteor showers.
James, you don't know? Is it Greek mythology? I thought you...
That, I don't recognize that one.
Oh.
Okay.
If it
is. That's what's... The meteor showers start August 11th and go for, I don't know, like a week or two. Pretty cool stuff.
Okay.
All right.
That's cool.
Yeah. Who was the first woman to appear on the front of the Wheaties box?
Ooh.
That gymnast.
It's got to be
Mary Lou Renner.
Wow, Julie, rocket!
Figured it was an Olympian, but I didn't know who it was.
How did you know that?
She just was probably the most well known.
Is that the one that broke her leg?
1983. No, that was Nadia Comaneci.
The one that she was was it the American woman that famously went off the springboard, broke her ankle.
Did it again. No, it wasn't her.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that girl, I swear she was.
I think she was on a Wheaties box too at some point. I think.
She was on the first Wheaties box. Mary Lou Retton. Actually, that is not that long ago.
83,
late
82.
70s, early
80s. Yeah. What did she do?
Like sports wise?
Yeah. Gymnast? Yeah, all the gymnastic things. and this is cool. I like this. We'll leave on this. August 6th. Halfway point of summer.
We view
August as like the end.
Let's not say we. Because I correct people on
I
that
do.
All the
no,
time.
I do. You correct. She corrects
I'm like, stop it, man. I go by the school.
Okay. I go by the school calendar still.
All right. There you go. Halfway point of summer. And don't forget to get to the buyer's deal tonight.
Buyer's dinner.
Buyer's dinner. Deal.